Lapis lazuli. My first encounter with the exotic was in 1952, aged 8, in E for Egyptology, within a second-hand dog-eared copy of a monochrome encyclopedia. I found lapis lazuli. Lapis, the Latin word for stone, lazuli, the Persian name of the mine, Latinized to lazuli. I learned the gem was blue, that powdered lapis shadowed Cleopatra's eyes. And 6 centuries ago, Cennino Cennini made ultramarine for painters, a costly pigment of finely ground lapis. A colour illustrious, one could not say anything about it that its quality would not surpass. Yet in 1953, I still hadn't seen it. Jewelers ignored a child's inquiries and urged me from their premises. So alone, I rode the steam train 28 miles to Cambridge to visit Pharaohs in Fitzwilliam Museum. Amongst displays of dusty pottery, I searched graveware from sarcophagi until I found stone scarabs of washed out blue. Until I found the mundane, the drab spectrum of reality, which never colours dreams.